This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to have my good friend and owner of 303 Roofer. 303roofer.com is the website. Chris Kane in studio. Chris, how are you, bud?
I'm good. Thank you for having me. Good to see you.
Man, it is hard to believe we're already in the fall. Yeah. This year has flown.
I know. It is crazy. It's the older I get, the more time flies.
Yeah. Try my age, but
yeah. You're not all that right. Much older than
yeah,
me.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, most of you know, you've heard Chris on the show several times here with about roofing and all. And just give a little background. Chris has been in the consumer advocacy world for many, many, many years. And he was actually the brainchild, so to speak, of Haystack Help. And we teamed up on that together, but it was Chris's idea and Chris's thoughts, and had a TV program at CBS4 for a long time. And then, of course, we've been doing the radio here now for a number of years, but it is great to have Chris with us. So as you hear him talk about construction and roofing and all of that, keep in mind this is also many years of experience from his consumer advocacy world of dealing with contractors and roofing companies and all the different issues and problems. So, Chris, I guess that said, man, what a background to be able to start out in this whole construction roofing in knowing what you know. I mean, there's not a company in the world that would have that background, man.
No, it's true. And that's the nice part about what we do. So not only, you know, I'm a licensed contractor, we've got skilled contractors. Now, you know, to be completely honest, you don't want me up doing your roof. You know, I'm not the guy to do your roof.
Right.
All right. I've got way better guys that can do your roof. You know, they're skilled contractors. You know, my role is, you know, coming from a consumer advocacy standpoint and helping the consumer and making sure that, you know, if someone calls, they get a call back if the phone isn't answered. That the best way to handle a problem is to just tell the truth. Every problem can be solved if you just face it head on instead of trying to hide behind something and not answer the phone or not be forthright with what's going on, because problems do happen.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
We all want it to go smooth. Most jobs do, but sometimes, you know, there's going to be a problem. It's how you handle the problem that determines what kind of company you're dealing with. And there's a lot of good companies, but I don't know if you'll find a company out there that has the background that we have as far as, you know, what you, like you were saying, consumer advocacy and then skilled contractors, you know, customer service, the construction experience, and the way we use technology. So that way, you know, it doesn't fall through the cracks. So we've got checks and balances because, you know, how we used to do things, right? You just write it down on a piece of paper, follow up, all that. If you lose that piece of paper, you're kind of in a tight jam, right? So we keep everything, you know, web-based. You know, we have a process and a protocol, and that's all technology driven, that reminds us, you know, what we have to do, not just on a checklist. It is a checklist, basically.
Sure.
It's just, you know, it's a technologically driven checklist that helps us to make sure that we can take the project from start to finish, no hiccups.
Right. And, you know, again, with your background and talking to millions of customers, I mean, literally thousands, if not millions, but you know what customers kind of expect almost.
Yes, absolutely.
And you know the importance of communication is what I'm saying.
Well, that for sure. You know, we also know, you know, what happens, and we see it over and over again. And there's a lot of people out there, you know, yourself included. I was doing it. There's a lot of people out there that tell people what not to do, you know, how to protect yourself on the front end. But surprisingly, they just don't do it. They know, but they just don't do it. And I think that they feel pressured, you know, into making a decision that they shouldn't feel pressured on, and they should, you know, give it some thought. And again, there's a lot just. Be a smart consumer. You know, that's the best advice that I can give. You know, don't feel pressure. If you are feeling pressure, you know, the best thing to do is just say no. You know, and a lot we see this with door knockers. You know, people, especially after a storm, and there was a big storm. 2 weeks ago now, but, it hit in the Golden area, hit in Brighton, it hit in Broomfield, Westminster, then, down south in Castle Rock and the Pinery, and a little bit in Parker. But what happens is when these storms come, roofers will just flood those neighborhoods and start knocking on your door and trying to get your business. That there's nothing wrong with that, right?
Sure.
And some people hate it, and, yeah. and they'll certainly tell you. But if that's your business model, as a company, I don't think there's anything wrong with sending people out and knocking on doors. I just don't like the pressure point of things.
Right.
And so if you're not good at saying no, don't answer your door is what mm-hmm. my advice would be. I also tell people, don't sign anything. There's no reason to sign anything. If you made a mistake and you did sign something, you do need to know that you do have a 72-hour right of rescission that you can cancel. I just don't think you should feel pressured. I just know that when you feel that way, it just isn't going to work out. Now, again, there's a lot of good companies that go door knocking. Every once in a while, we'll go and knock on doors. Mm-hmm. But we don't expect anyone to sign anything with us. And in fact, what we leave behind is don't sign anything from a door knocker. If you have, you should know, though, you do have a 72-hour right of rescission. It's important to gather information and then make your decision. Don't do anything on the spot. And there's so many complaints out there. And it's mm-hmm. construction in general,
sure.
but roofing specifically. And these are statistics from the Better Business Bureau that it says 61% of complaints get resolved. So if there's a problem, 61% get resolved, meaning that the contractor takes care of it.
Mm-hmm.
61% of all the roofing companies out there are fantastic roofing companies.
Right.
So if you're lucky enough that you get into that 61%, you'll probably be just fine, right? 25% of complaints go completely unresolved. So they just can't come to a solution. Whatever the complaint is between the customer and the contractor, they just can't get it resolved 25% of the time. I don't know how that happens, because
right.
I think that you can always come to some resolution.
Sure.
And a lot of it is, again, just having a full understanding of what is going to take place. What is the scope of work? When is it going to start? When is it going to finish? So everyone just has a clear understanding of what is going to be done. That certainly helps in resolving any issues that may come up. A lot of times, though, issues don't come up right away, right? It takes,
exactly.
Maybe takes a couple months, a mm-hmm. couple years, for something, usually not a couple years, but it could take a year
yeah.
before you could see, if the roof wasn't done right. So if there's not a big storm after you put a new roof on, you don't know if your roof is going to leak or not, unless you get up there and water test it. But the Better Business Bureau says that the difference between the 61% of complaints that get resolved and the 25% of complaints that go unresolved, there's still 14% of complaints where you can't even find the contractor that did the work. They're gone. When these door knockers especially, they come in from all over the country.
Sure.
A lot of times it's not a Colorado company that you're doing business with. I would highly recommend not doing work with anyone that's coming outside of the state, because they're going to move on to the next storm. And if there is an issue, you will not be able to find them. These are the companies that fall into that 14%.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully there's no Colorado companies that fall into this 14%, but sometimes, if due to longevity or, they might go out of business. It's been a little bit tough on roofers over the last
yeah.
couple of years. There hasn't been a lot of hailstorms.
Right.
And if they don't have a good base of business, a lot of them had to pack up and find work elsewhere, either in other states or just fold the company altogether.
Mm-hmm.
So it is just really important to know who you're working with. Either that if that's through a referral, if it's doing a Google search, checking out your website,
sure.
Haystack is haystackhelp.com, right?
And you have haystackhelpradio.com.
Yeah. Haystackhelpradio.com. Okay, so I mean, there's a lot of places that you can go to. We're here for you also, and again, What we do, we just try to be different than everyone else out there. So, you get an insurance claim, right? That the first thing, do you want to handle that yourself, or do you want someone to help you with it?
Right.
A lot of people choose, they want to do it themselves. They don't want someone in their business.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say, no, I don't want to deal with any of this. I want you to handle everything.
Right.
So, you know, everyone just has a different way that they want to run their business. And you know, we listen and we don't push ourselves on you. Like, how do you want to go about this relationship?
Right.
It's going to be a short relationship, you know, but it still is a relationship because
right, sure.
A roof really just takes a day,
mm-hmm.
you know. I mean, and depending on the, you know, if that's a really big house, it could take 2 days.
Right.
You know, if it's a commercial job, obviously it can take longer.
But, so
but
let me
most
ask you
houses
real quick
are a
the
day.
Process. We get a hailstorm.
Mm-hmm.
They call you first. They call the insurance company first. I mean, what?
Yeah, and
what
everyone
is,
the, is everyone is a little bit different.
Yeah, I mean.
So, but the first thing that you really need to know is, you know, do you have hail damage? A lot of times it's very obvious.
Mm-hmm.
You can look and you can see there's strikes on your roof. You know, how, what the rule of thumb is if there's 10 strikes within a 10 by 10 area, typically insurance is going to replace your whole roof.
Okay.
Sometimes, though, if all your strikes are just on one side, we just did a roof the other day. Allstate was the insurance company. They only replaced half the roof. They would not replace the other
really?
Half. There was no strikes on the other half. You don't see that often,
yeah.
But you know you do see it. Not that there was that the problem. You know, the homeowner ended up paying cash for the other half of the roof, but they you know they were kind of going back and forth on did they really want you know to come out of pocket for that. And I don't blame them. We tried you know several times mm-hmm. with the insurance companies, but they did not. Or you know, with Allstate, they wanted nothing to do with it. They were not going to pay for the other half. Period. And we couldn't show that there was any strikes and that it should be paid for,
hmm.
you know. And we tried, man. We
we
looked long and hard, but yeah, it just wasn't there. But typically, they'll replace the whole roof, but that can be done either by the homeowner calling their agent or calling the company directly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which you don't have to go to your agent. You can go directly to you know corporate and file a claim, and they'll assign a claim number. They'll send out an adjuster. They'll have them look and see if in fact it is a roof that they will cover and pay for. You can do this without having any roofer on your
mm-hmm.
roof. If you want a roofer to handle it, you know you can certainly you know call us or another roofer and we'll come out and we'll take a look and let you know, yes, we think that this certainly is a claim. We would recommend that you call your insurance company and file a claim. You know, we can work on your behalf. You just have to give us or, you know, give permission to the insurance company to allow them to talk to us.
Right.
And then, you know, from there, they will send you a check
mm-hmm.
right away. I mean, like if they agree to buy it, they're going to send you a check. Now, they don't send – typically, again, sometimes they send you a check for the full amount if there's no depreciation, and it'll be, you know, the cost of the roof, less depreciation, less your deductible.
Right.
That's what they're going to send a check for. And then they'll send you typically, again, depending on what kind of policy you have, they'll send you the depreciation amount once the roof gets done. A lot of people don't even understand that because they don't read everything. So a lot of people think, hey, I got my check, you know. It's like, okay, well, you might have another one coming.
Right.
And I tell people all the time, too, like if they've already contacted their insurance company and now they're bringing us in, say, you know, we would like to see your claim.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes you uncomfortable, you know, you can just block out the prices if that's the part that makes you uncomfortable. I just want to make sure that you're getting everything that you're supposed to get.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of the time, you know, it's called a supplement. We can go back to the insurance company and say, you know, you forgot these couple things. And we're going to, when we're completed, we're going to bill on a final invoice and we expect you to pay.
I mean, it's very close to the auto body industry. I mean, we've
sure.
all had a car in, and
mm-hmm.
then they give
exactly
you
a
bid. And,
mm-hmm.
hey, we found this other, the frame's
yes.
bent now. We need this. So it's
yep.
a supplement. It's
exactly.
easy.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
yeah. And it works, you know. Almost identical,
yeah.
and it's called the same thing because, again, you're working with an insurance company.
Sure. Do you find most people really understand their policy?
No. No, not at all. You know, and it's you really should
yeah.
get an understanding of what kind of policy you have and what insurance is going to pay for and what your deductibles are because that makes a really big difference.
Yeah, huge. Because some have gone to percentages of the home,
they have,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah, then that gets a little costly. You know, some insurance companies now are requiring you to replace your roof just due to age. They're not going to pay for it. They're requiring you to do that. So we've, you know, had to do quite a few, and that's That's a bummer because I always tell everyone, you know, hold off as long as possible. Maybe it'll get hit by hail, and then, really? And then they will replace it. But if not, I mean, you know, the homeowner's going to have to pay for that. And that's not it's not inexpensive, and a lot of people don't have that kind of money just sitting around. So it's insurance is a funny thing. But understand, you know, what you have. And, you know, so for me, you know, I have a $5,000 deductible, mm-hmm. but I also have a concrete tile roof. So if I had an asphalt roof, you know, I would lower my deductible down to $1,000. But there are some, you know, people that have $2,500 deductibles. Mm-hmm. Just understand, though, that insurance is not going to pay you for your deductible. So whatever, you know, if it's a $10,000 roof and that's what the full value is,
right.
you know, they'll send you a check less, again, the depreciation. So if it's, you know, if it's a 10-year-old roof and they value or have a life of 30 years, you know, they'll take a third of it off. Mm-hmm. And then again, depending on your policy, they'll send you that third once the work gets done. But then after, you know, after the depreciation, then it's the deductible that's taken off on that first check.
Gotcha. We have Chris Kane in studio. 303roofer.com is the website I want you to check out. And hey, if you've had any hail damage on your house and maybe you've just delayed getting someone out there, give Chris a call, 303-390-1382. Chris, always great to have you in.
Yeah, thanks for having me in. I do want to say, because someone from the show did call. They found us. They went to the website and then found our phone number because they thought our phone number was 303-ROOFER also. That's not our phone number.
Right. Yeah.
That's our website. So 303roofer.com or 303-390-1382.
All right, cool.
So I'm like, that's a pretty good point you made.
Oh, absolutely. All right. Let's talk a little bit just about kind of your process. As we've mentioned on past shows, you know, your background in the whole consumer advocacy world. Boy, you've seen the good points of companies and you've seen the bad points of companies and what all that brings them. So just kind of talk about, you know, your company and your process when it comes to replacing a roof.
Yeah, so our company is structured differently than other roofing companies. You know, ultimately, we all do the same thing.
Sure.
Right? So, and there's thousands of roofing companies. So we wanted to see how can we be different, right? Basically, when you're, mm-hmm. you take off a roof, you put a new roof on, again, everyone will do that process. You know, ours is different in the fact that, you know, I've got 25 years of being a consumer advocate on TV and radio. So we start with consumer advocacy. Then we go straight to customer service. Then we go to construction experience, and then we go to technology. So I'm fully licensed and insured. My guys that work for me are highly skilled contractors. I handle the customer service side of things, and I know how to do it from the consumer advocacy standpoint.
Right.
Then we have technology that wraps everything up to make sure that we don't forget things and we can take a job from A to B and nothing falls through the cracks. So we're different in that sense, you know, because again, there's a lot of really good skilled guys that are mm-hmm. out there. Sometimes though, those skilled guys aren't real good at the customer service side of
yep.
things. Sometimes guys that are really good at customer service, you know, maybe they don't have as skilled of guys. Now again, there's a lot of great companies. You know, I'm not saying we're the only one. I'm
sure.
just saying the way we do things is a little bit differently. Is a little bit different in the sense that, you know, I having 25 years experience as a consumer advocate helping consumers. You know, that's how we got into construction.
Sure.
You know, from the television program, we had so many people that had gotten ripped off by contractors.
Mm-hmm.
We raised money from the community to help people finish jobs that had been started, and then contractors disappear. So that's why we got in, because everyone's always like, well, how in the world did you get into construction from TV? Well, this is how.
Sure.
And then from there, you know, we went on the commercial side of things. So, you know, our first big commercial client was Sports Authority, and we started working for them on a nationwide basis, helping them first with just repairs and maintenance, and then it got into, you know, bigger projects. You know, that's how we got our teeth cut from both the residential side of things and then into the commercial side of things.
Right.
And then we're different in the sense, too, is that you know, we just give a cash bid. You know, we don't need to see your insurance claim in order to come up with our price.
Right.
You know, there's most companies, they want to see your claim because they want to get every dollar they can from the insurance company. Well, you know what? The way I look at it is that's your money. You know, you pay your mm-hmm. insurance bill every single month. When it's time for insurance to pay you, that's your money. You should choose how you want to spend it. You know, if you want to give it all to a roofing company, more power to you. If you want to keep some of that for yourself, we'll give you a cash bid. You know, here's our price. And there's nothing. Some people say, well, that's insurance fraud. No, it's not. It is not. You know, if I tell you I'm going to waive your deductible, you know, or I'm going to cover that cost, that's insurance fraud. Right. I'm just telling you, here's the money I'm going to give you, or I'm sorry, here's the price I'm going to give you, and you can decide if you want, you know, if you like that price or not. Mm-hmm. And in most cases, you know, if you have a reasonable deductible, you're going to keep some money in your pocket.
Right.
To do with what you want, and you can do more repairs, or you can go on a vacation, or you can put it in the bank. You can do whatever you want. It is your money. It truly is. And don't let anyone tell you any different.
And in turn, they need to write you a check back.
Yes. Yeah.
Not a credit card. I mean.
Well, yeah. Yeah, well, I mean that, yes. That I mean that. Yeah. That's our cash bid. Yes. Right. And so, you know, because we do get hit with another 3% for credit card charges, and if you want to, you know, that's something. Just, you know, tell us up front. We'll raise the price a little bit. Here's our credit card price.
Right.
You know, here's our cash price.
Because
we can finance jobs too. And here's our finance price.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Talk about that a minute, because that's maybe
well. It's in, and a lot of companies offer it. It's just that we work. You know, we're not actually financing it ourselves. We work with a finance company,
right?
That's been we've been approved to work with them, which means that you have to go through the process. You have to have credit and make sure that they have to be able to loan you the money. But yes, we work with finance companies that will finance that job for you. We're not financing it personally ourselves, but that's how. And again, I don't know of any company that does finance any job themselves.
Either.
They work with these finance companies.
Right.
But there's costs. There's a cost to that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's again, cash price, there's a credit card price, there's a finance price. But just because we're offering you a cash bid doesn't mean we still won't help you through the process.
Right.
We'll still work with your insurance company if you want us to.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't want you touching anything, talking to their insurance company. They don't want to know how much money, they don't want you to know how much money they got from insurance. Other people are, they're yeah. wide open. You're like, hey,
I want nothing to do with
exactly.
it. Yeah.
I want you to help me with everything.
Yeah.
So, we'll do that regardless of whether it's a cash price or an insurance price. We'll help you along the way with whatever you want help with. We're here for you. We listen to what you want, and we'll go from there. And if you change your mind through the process, we'll adjust as well. We're not hard and set with how we're going to do things.
Right. Chris Kane is our guest. 303roofer.com. The number 303-390-1382. And Chris, it's a kind of a free consult, free call, and come out and check it out, right?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And we do more than just roofing. So, we're a full service contractor. Roofing is our primary business, but we'll do siding, we'll do painting, gutters, windows, driveways.
Okay.
So really anything that you need, mostly on the exterior.
Sure.
We clearly can do stuff on the inside, but I like to focus just on the outside, just based
Man,
on.
Man, what a tough time just getting materials though, right?
It's getting better,
okay.
But yes, it's been brutal. Yeah.
And the price is back. 4, 5, 6 months ago, went through the roof.
Yes, they're just plywood alone was just crazy expensive. It's back down, but nowhere near what it was. A year or so ago.
Right.
You have to take that into consideration. But
sure.
The siding prices though are still really high.
Mm-hmm.
Windows are tough to get in.
Right.
We do a lot of new build construction, and we're held up by cabinets and windows and. We've been lucky with shingles. We haven't run out of supply. But with parking lots that we do and striping, there was a shortage of paint for that. So there's things right now are pretty good. But it can change.
Right. So speaking of shingles, now, I mean, how do you advise a client? Maybe they've had their roof on a number of years. They know nothing about shingles, what to replace it with. How do you go about helping us pick out what shingle we need?
Yeah, so a lot of times people just say, just match what I currently have.
Okay.
Other people have an opinion that they want. I want to put on this presidential roof, which is a really thick shingle. Some people want to go back and put on a concrete tile roof. They had an asphalt shingle. Now they want to go back with concrete tile, which you can do, but you just need to get an engineer involved to make sure that your house can handle that weight, the weight
right.
of the new concrete tiles. But really, if people don't have an opinion, they more or less want to say, okay, well, maybe I can look at different colors. Some people say, not only match my roof, but then match the color. Some people want to say, nah, you know, I'd like to go with a different color. So, you know, we bring out samples. We also have a showroom. We actually have a physical location, which I believe is important. Just, you know, that you know, company sure. that has a physical location is going to be around. You know, we're in Englewood. You can come by, or most people just have us bring the shingles, but we right. have, you know, everything hanging on the wall. So if you'd sure. like to come by and see everything, or we'll unload it and throw it in the truck and bring it over. But it's a little daunting at first because it's just a lot to choose from. Right. But some people are good at picking colors. Some people are not. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not great at picking colors personally. So when people, and inevitably they will ask, you know, well, what do you think? Like, I don't know. I did have a guy, I had to replace the same roof. One day we put the new roof on, the next day we had to come back and put another roof on because they wanted a color matched. My guy goes out there, figures out what color, we put the roof on. The homeowner calls and says, that's not even close. I'm like, really? My guy's colorblind. That when I'm like, what are you doing picking a color? So sometimes problems happen. It's how right. you handle the problem. Sure. So I took the roof off and put a new roof on, you know, because it was our fault. Oh, you know, so if we're going to pick the color, if you're going to say color match, right. you know, I want you then to sign off on the color instead of just trusting about, he must have been making it up and just like what in the world? Why would you pick a right. color if you're colorblind?
Oh, my
you know,
God.
Anyway.
But no, you mentioned, you know, a showroom and all. And like I say, not that everybody has to have a showroom, but through all the years you and I worked together, you know, I traveled, everybody would go see everyone just to see what was going on. And man, a lot of their addresses are these P.O. mailbox places, mm-hmm. you know?
Yes.
Or I'd go to a little deal where they rent. And, dude, there's like a ready-to-assemble desk, a lamp, and a phone. There's not a picture on the wall. There's not. So, I mean, they're ready to go. And
yeah, pick up and go. And there's not a lot of those. There's a lot of really good companies right. out there. You know, we've talked about before, you know, just the number of good companies and just, you know, statistics through the Better Business Bureau and the statistics are 61% of complaints get resolved. And this is just roofing specific, but it goes pretty much for construction sure. across the board. Numbers may change a little bit, but roofing specifically, 61% of complaints get resolved, 25% of complaints go unresolved, and then 14% of complaints, they're not even able to find the contractor that mm-hmm. did the work. And so don't, you know, you just don't want to fall into that 14% for sure. You try to stay and avoid the 25% because I do believe that all problems should be able to get resolved. And then, you know, if you do your research, you'll find the 61% of the good companies that are out there. And there are a lot of good companies that are out there. Right. You know, again, we try to do things a little bit different because we don't want to be the same in an industry that is very, you know, it's pretty methodical. You know, if you have if you're going to do a new roof, you tear it off and you put it on. You know, it's the process before and then the follow-up after, and that you're going to be there if there is an issue. And sometimes, you know, it happens that, you know, you might have, you know, a slight leak. You know, how do you take care of that? Well, you go back out and you take care of it, you sure. know, and it's a warranty issue. You know, it doesn't happen often, you know, but it can happen. And just because, you know, for all the good companies out there, you know, sometimes, you know, the best company, you know, it might happen, mm-hmm. you know.
Absolutely.
It doesn't make them a bad company. How they handle it, if they don't handle it well, that's what makes them a bad company. If they come back out and take care of the problem, you know, they're still considered, in my book, a good company.
Right. Only about a minute here, but again, Chris Kane is our guest, 303roofer.com, 303-390-1382. Real quick, just on deposits and construction. What do you see out there? What's a good rule of thumb? Everybody's different.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, no contractor can afford to take a big hit today, so you got to get something.
Well, yeah,
I mean,
but we don't take, yeah. So
how do you work it?
And for most of the good companies, they don't take any money up front. They get paid when the work is done and the customer's happy. And it's happy not only because they really can't tell how good of a job the roof is just by looking at it.
Sure.
You're not going to really be able to tell until the next rainstorm. But it's really, how did you clean up? So are you happy with how everything looks, and are you happy with how things are cleaned up? At that point, then we expect to get paid. You know, again, we don't take any money up front. You know, if it's a different job, like if it's a $70,000 siding job, you know, that's going to take maybe, you know, 6 weeks to complete, you know, when we bring materials to the job site, you know, we may ask to get paid for those materials.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we're a couple weeks in, you know, and we finished 25% of the house, we may ask for 25% of the labor cost. You know, I would just encourage never pay in advance for anything. There's no reason, everyone should have an account with a supplier. So no reason to pay for material up front. When it comes to your house, that's fine. Sure. No reason to pay for labor up front. If the work's done, that's fine. Just don't get ahead of the job. Don't pay 50% up front when nothing's been done. What's to keep that contractor around? And I'm telling you, from 25 years of TV and radio, it happens. They do take off. Mm-hmm. Believe me, they do leave. And if they've showed up for a little bit, even for a day or two, it takes it out of the criminal aspect and puts it into the civil aspect. Good luck trying to collect. That's how we got into construction, you know, from helping consumers that got into this bind.
Sure.
Please, never. There's no reason to pay for anything up front.
Right. Chris, great information. Thank you so much. 303roofer.com, 303-390-1382 is the number. Give Chris a call. Let him help you out. And whether it's the construction side of things or you want to get your roof checked out, he'll be ready to help you, and let him know you heard him here on Haystack Help Radio. 303-390-1382. We'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
When it comes to customer service, D&D Tire takes it to the next level. Yes, you will receive great customer service from this family-owned company, but there is a difference when you add customer care. You see, at D&D Tire, they care about your safety and your car, and they understand mechanical problems, tire replacement, or flat tires never come at a convenient time. But at each of the D&D Tire locations, two in Aurora and one in Parker, you will find a courteous staff and technicians that have the knowledge and experience to take care of all of your automotive needs. Right now, buy four qualifying tires and rebates are up to $150 when using your Goodyear credit card, subject to credit approval. And terms and conditions apply. D&D Tire Service, your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Check them out at dndtireservice.com.
Hey, Dan, you know our jobs are pretty different. I'm a baseball announcer, you're an attorney and a talk show host.
Yeah, but we do have something in common.
Really? What's that?
Our favorite car dealer, Len Lyle Chevrolet.
Yeah, definitely not your typical dealership.
That's so true, Jack. No high-pressure sales tactics. They respect your time. And when you have two jobs, that's important.
You know, I'd recommend Len Lyle Chevrolet to anyone. And with their low overhead, that means
lower prices. Yeah, we really do have something in common.
Len Lyle Chevrolet. Go east and pay the least. Chevy, find new roads.
Have you been thinking about a new pair of glasses? Maybe some prescription sunglasses? Well, look no further than Stack Optical. Since 1968, yes, you heard me right. Since 1968, Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality ocular care for their patients. This family-owned business is proud to be one of the few optical offices that has their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Stack Optical, located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway, features the most extensive lines of eyeglass frames, sunglasses, and contact lenses to ensure that you love your appearance and experience superior comfort. Our comprehensive eye exams proactively diagnose eye conditions and diseases while providing the most accurate vision care. We welcome you to experience a lifetime of superior ocular care from doctors that are devoted to your eye health. Call now for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. At Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Helper Radio. We're going to go to the phones now and talk to a longtime friend, You hear Dr. Shane Stedman on Mondays, the Integrated Health Systems, and we are glad to have his better half, Kristen Stedman, with us. And Kristen is the founder and executive director of Nightlights. And Kristen, it is great to have you back on. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me back.
You bet. You bet. Well, hey, we got your email the other day about your event coming up, and we'll talk about that here November 6th. But first of all, for those that maybe didn't catch up, I think we missed last year, which I think we missed everything last year, but the year before is when we had you on to talk about this. But just kind of tell us about Nightlights and kind of your story of how this came about, this whole organization.
Sure. So my husband and I have two kiddos. We have a daughter who's 16, and we also have a son who is almost 13. And our son has a very rare neurogenetic disorder called SYT1 mutation. And there's only 22 people diagnosed with this ever in the world, and we just actually got this diagnosis a year ago.
Wow.
And just raising a family where there is so much attention on the child with the medical needs really takes a toll on your own personal health, mm-hmm. your family structure. Self-care kind of goes out the window. And parents who have children with special needs typically experience more feelings of anxiety, depression, isolation, their own physical ailments. You know, like eating disorders and migraines and stomach issues. And so it really was just an organization that I created kind of out of necessity for a break.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, you know, it's and just being around it, like I say, the year before last, and just hearing all the different stories, and we'll kind of get into that here in just a second. But you really don't think about it when you're not around that, and you don't think about all the different struggles that just everyday people go through. And and like you say, I mean, you love your child, you're going to do everything you can to help them, but it takes not only toll on you, you know, your relationship with your husband, but then other kids in the family. And so, I mean, it's a pretty wide dynamic of everything it affects, doesn't it?
Correct. It impacts everybody. So in our specific case, it impacts our ability to go on vacations. Any kind of vacation where we have to be in the car for a long time or be on a plane is pretty much out the window. It impacts, you know, birthday parties and holidays and all of the things, because we have to make sure that there are all of these extra accommodations in place for our son.
Mm-hmm.
And so that just impacts the family dynamic across the board.
Sure. Now, the website you can go to look more about this is called nightlightskids.com. And once again, we're going to be telling you now about a great event coming up, and it's November 6th. This is going to be at the Mount Vernon Canyon Club, and it is our Nightlights Gala. So tell us a little bit about this and what folks can expect.
Yeah, absolutely. So just one quick note, though, we had to change our website, so it's actually nightlightskids.org.
.org, okay. Yeah. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. So we are happy to be back in person doing our fundraiser. This is our biggest fundraiser of the year, and it's always a ton of fun. So it's November 6th. We have silent auction and cocktail hour from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. And then at 7, we go upstairs and enjoy a beautiful gourmet dinner. If you've ever been to Mount Vernon Canyon Club, they provide a fantastic meal. And then we do a live auction and some games and then a couple of our keynote speakers. And it's just a really great time to raise money for Nightlights.
Absolutely. And this is something where I want to bring up that, you know, you're always looking for donations and things. And there's, you know, I was asking you just before we came on air here if there was still some room, if some businesses may want to donate something, whether it be like just simple gift cards or actual products or services. So if someone's interested in maybe donating to you, how's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
You know, the best way is actually to reach out to me personally. So the phone number for that is 720-339-7740.
Okay.
And you're right, we are always looking for donations or business sponsorships. That is actually a huge help for our organization.
No, absolutely, absolutely. And just a, you have no idea, folks, unless you've been there and seen this, of just when you get up and you get to hear some of the speakers and just to meet people and understand that most of us take for granted of just running out the door and going to grab quick dinner or going to see a movie or running up to see the fall colors here in the mountains. All of that is very easily taken for granted. And this organization, Kristen, I'll let you explain kind of, the benefits of this organization and what you actually do for other families.
Sure. So we currently have three locations that we host night lights at, Littleton, Arvada, and Broomfield. And it's held on the second Friday of each month. And the parents get to bring their kiddos with special needs and the neurotypical siblings to night lights. So we take both the siblings and the kids with special needs because we don't want parents to spend their evening running all over town, dropping their kids off to various child care places. Each of our kids are paired one-on-one with a trained background checked volunteer. And the kids do just a ton of activities. We have pet therapy, animals that come. So we have dogs. We've had a couple of pigs that have come, cats and bunnies. Apparently there's a therapy pig I've yet, or a therapy goat I've yet to see.
Oh,
this
wow.
Animal yet. They do, you know, different crafts and gross motor activities. We watch a movie. They can bring snacks. It really is very much child-led. And I think one of the things that makes Nightlights pretty unique with what it does is, number one, it's free to the families. So we do not charge our families for this program. And the other thing is we have nurses. We have pediatric nurses on site at every single location during the evening to tend to any of the kids' medical needs. So this isn't therapy. This isn't a doctor's appointment. This isn't school. This is just the time where kids just get to come and be kids. It's the diagnosis that gets them in the door. But after that, the label doesn't matter. We just want to have an opportunity to love these kids and provide some space for their parents to have some time away.
Wow. And as I just mentioned, you know, many of us, take for granted just being able to run out for a couple hours. And there's no doubt 60 minutes, 90 minutes, 120 minutes, that can mean a lot to someone that doesn't get that time alone, right?
Absolutely. For a lot of our parents, it's just a moment to just take a breath. So they get 3.5 hours of uninterrupted time. A lot of our parents go home and they clean the house because that's the only chance they get to do that. Some parents actually go to marriage counseling during that time. Some go home and sleep because sleep is a really big thing with our kiddos with special needs. And we don't really care what the parents do as long as they get a chance to have a break.
Sure. So now if someone's listening, we'll approach this several ways. If someone's listening and maybe they have a special needs child and they didn't know anything like this existed and they're in your area, what is the process or qualification process, to get in with your organization? What do they need to do?
Sure. So on our website, there is a place to fill out an interest form if you are a family who would like your kiddos to participate in Nightlights. And there's also an interest form if you would like to participate as a volunteer. So they're pretty easy. And then those forms come to myself and our admin, and we get in touch with the specific site and have the sites reach out to that family or volunteer, and they fill out paperwork. If it's a family who's interested in participating, the site director meets with that family just to get to know them a little bit and explain how the program works. And then they get invited. Right now, all of our sites are on a waiting list. So that means we don't have enough volunteers to care for all of the kiddos that really need the services.
Right. And so someone, if they want to volunteer as well, they can go on, fill out that form. And then what are just some of the qualifications maybe for someone to volunteer? And do they need to do it every week, or how does that work?
We do pour quite a bit into our volunteers, so we ask that they commit to, 6 to 9 months out of the 12 months that we have Nightlights, because we do go year-round. We don't stop when the school year stops. So once they would fill out an interest form online as well, and that is submitted to us, and then we would give them an application along with a background check form. So they have to pass the background check, and they have to go through a training, and they shadow another volunteer before we really allow them to work with any of the kiddos. They don't have to have any experience with kids with special needs. They don't have to have any medical background. That's why we have nurses there. And we have really skilled volunteers who are leading all of the sites who can step in and help with any aspect of volunteering.
Okay. Once again, folks, this is a tremendous, tremendous organization. And I know a lot of times toward the end of the year, people start donating and to different organizations and charities, but I'm telling you, this is one that is well worth your money. And I hope that you'll go check out the website, nightlightskids.org. And again, if you would like to get in touch with Kristen as far as making a donation for their upcoming event, please do that now. And you can reach her at 720-339-7740. And then if they want to buy tickets to come November 6th, can they do that on the website, or they need to call you for that as well?
They can do that on the website there, and it'll actually walk them through the whole process and get their order of what they would like to eat.
Oh, wow. Okay, good. Well, I can tell you, it is a delicious meal and a beautiful, beautiful place for your event. And I mean, it does kind of even change your life just sitting in the audience watching this, because it really makes you think and count your blessings of what you do have in life. And, again, just a great organization that's really, really helping families and kids. And it is just a great deal. I mean, I really don't even know the words to really explain how fulfilling this is to come to an event like this and be of help and support it. So I hope our audience will do that here. And again, it is nightlightskids.org, and you can reach Kristen at 720-339-7740. So Kristen, anything we left out, or that about cover?
No, that's perfect. Thank you so much for having me back.
All right. Well, you are more than welcome anytime. And Victoria and I look forward to being there and enjoying the evening and supporting you guys. And we appreciate all you do for us here at KLZ as well.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. That is Kristen Stedman. Once again, she is the founder and executive director of Nightlights. The website, nightlightskids.org. Her number, 720-339-7740. And, hey, if you're a business out there and you can donate, you know, a gift card to your business, or you can donate some products or services, please do that. If you're driving and can't remember all that, call here at the station, and 303-477-5600, and we will get you in touch with Kristen. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more right after this. For years now, you've heard me talk about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and yes, for almost 20 years, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has been taking care of our pets. From medical, grooming, boarding, and even training, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is your one stop for all of your pet's needs. Not only is their facility state-of-the-art, but now you can download the free Lone Tree Vet app and visit their online store for your pet products and pharmacy needs. You can also have your very own pet portal. Plus, don't forget to read their blogs at LoneTreeVet.com. Do you take your dog on hikes? Check out Hiking the Trail Safely with Your Dog. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Call today, 303-708-8050, or check them out, LoneTreeVet.com.
KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, offers a free consultation because he doesn't want the cost to stop you from talking to a lawyer. Suppose you had to pay a few hundred dollars for your initial consultation with Kevin Flesh. Instead of having a productive conversation, you'd be worrying about the money the whole time. Then suppose you don't retain him. You realize you don't need his services after all, so you wasted your money. It's too much pressure. Kevin wants you to feel comfortable talking to a lawyer without the distraction of a fee. Call Flesh and Beck Law now at 303-806-8886 and schedule a free consultation with Kevin. He'll be able to tell almost immediately whether or not you even have a case. Kevin always tells people honestly when they shouldn't hire him, so you'll leave the conversation better informed without wasting your money. Talk to KLZ's personal injury attorney for free at 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law.
Now's the time to get into the Outdoorsman's Attic. It's truly a wall-to-wall sale. Sitka gear 25% off. All clothing, fishing gear, and packs 30% off. You'll find many items 30 to 50% off retail. Great deals on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, camper, hiker, or hunter in your family. Or bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic and turn it into cash. And if you're looking for a great handgun, rifle, or shotgun, get by the Outdoorsman's Attic. If your firearm needs a little work, see Scott the Gunsmith and tell him Scott at Sportsman Colorado Radio sent you. All at the Outdoorsman's Attic. Great service, great bargains, great gear. 2650 West Hampton.
Hi, this is Chris Kane with 303roofer.com. If you're looking to put on a new roof because of hail, give us a call at 303-390-1382. We'll give you a cash price, which means you'll most likely get to keep some of your insurance money instead of giving it to us. It's your money, we know that, and we'll price the work accordingly. So give us a call today, 303-390-1382, or go to our website, 303roofer.com.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to the show. Well, we want to get our good friend Scott Hinkey back on with us, On-Site Consulting, 6446 East Hampden. Now, that's in Hampden, Monaco, and their number is 720-482-8383. You can check out their website, onsitedenver.com. Scott, how are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good.
Hey, I wanted to get you on because you were telling me something here recently about some of the latest moves in the computer world, so to speak. So give us a couple of minutes of education here.
Right. Well, you know, everything's always fluid. I mean, the way the world was today isn't the same it was last week. But there's something major coming down the road. So a lot of people check their mail with a program called Outlook, Microsoft Outlook. And you don't need to use that program, but most people use it. It helps you go a little faster. But anybody who uses something called a Microsoft server to check their mail, and they may not even know this. It could be GoDaddy. It could be another company. If you use one of those servers and an old version of Office, so an old version of Office is older than 2016, so 2013, okay. 2010, 2007, all those versions will not be able to check your mail. And that's November 1st. We're expecting a flood of calls November 1st at 7 a.m. from people whose emails doesn't work. So if you need something like that, we have a copy of Microsoft Office 2019 for only $125. It's normally $439, but we could help you upgrade to 2019, which is the latest version, for only $125.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Well, Scott's number, 720-482-8383. And, boy, that's a tremendous deal. But, Scott, I'm telling you, nobody's going to know what hit them on November 1st, are they?
Right. Right. And thank goodness this is one of those times when we actually have a heads up. A lot of times Microsoft products just crash spontaneously and nobody knows what happens. But at least we know November 1st, they're going to change Outlook, the way that they send emails from these servers to Outlook, and you will not get or send any emails.
Wow. All right. Well, I'm sure glad you gave us that heads up on that. And I've been following you on Facebook, On-Site Consulting, and, man, you've been traveling around the state doing some things, picking up some computers and all, but what's a few special offers you got going on right now?
Yeah, we travel all over getting computers from governments, auctions, schools, and things like that. We've had so many people come in with prehistoric computers. We're talking Windows XP and Windows Vista computers, and want us to fix their computer. We had one today. And I said, please, we're not going to fix your computer. We can sell you a computer for $100 with a brand new hard drive in it. So if you want something faster than your 20-year-old computer, we've got some i3 desktops, i3 laptops for $100 to $175. Come on in. You got our website, onsitedenver.com.
Absolutely. And again, the number is 720-482-8383. Last couple of minutes here, but is there any kind of virus thing that's new that's going out there or that we need to let people know?
Yeah, we've seen a lot for ones that say your subscription for Norton or McAfee is expired. Okay, that's a blanket email. They have no clue of what's on your computer. You don't have Norton. You don't have McAfee.
Mm-hmm.
But you get this bill in the mail, and then you're all upset for $500. So you end up calling the email, and they'll say, oh, so sorry. We will give you our money back, or would you like this product for $100?
Right.
And then you give them $100, okay?
Yeah.
But the point is, they don't have $100. They now have your credit card information, so don't fall for those scam emails for Norton or McAfee renewals.
Wow. And once again, folks, Scott does a great job in helping out, our seniors. And so if you've got questions or you just want to get your computer checked out and get them to run some diagnostics on it, they can do that for you. And as he mentioned, a lot of great specials. And he can tell, hey, he could charge people several hundred dollars in repairs, but letting them know, get another computer for way less than that. So I hope you'll check them out, onsitedenver.com. And again, they're located at 6446 East Hamden, and the number is 720-482-8383. So, Scott, hey, I know our time was short today. We'll get you on next week, but, man, we appreciate it. And thanks for the heads up, folks. Don't get caught November 1st and your email not working. So give Scott a call, 720-482-8383. So, Scott, thank you very much, sir. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a great day.
All right. You as well. I want to thank Scott and all of our guests today for Haystack Help Radio. Mostly thank you. Hope you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you Monday.
KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.